What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. You know me, laser-focused on literature. Since this next event takes place in a library, it's literary, right? Come to Brooklyn's Friend Memorial Library today, 1 p.m., to hear farmers Troy and Cindy Dickens talk about soil health. Tilth and Timber Farm in Castine grow vegetables and herbs without any pesticides, sprays, or chemicals in order to improve soil fertility and build nutrients. Come hear more at 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Friend Memorial Library in Brooklyn. Was your New Year's resolution to get more support for your writing, and you haven't done anything about it yet? Well, head over to the Anodyne Bookshop in Searsport today. Today, Saturday, February 21st at 2 p.m. Where is that, you wonder? That's the cool modern building you've been meaning to stop in and check out on Route 1. It's about a 5-minute drive from Belfast, 20 minutes from Bucksport. Belfast authors and former poets laureate Linda Buckmaster and Elizabeth Garber have been writing buddies for more than 15 years, supporting each other, sharing research, doing events together. They'll discuss the value of a writing buddy and read from their work. 2 p.m., anodynebookshop.com for more information. The Meeting House Theater Lab Out of the Hat is reading War of the Worlds, Orson Welles' legendary 1938 radio broadcast, famously known for causing public panic with its realistic portrayal of a Martian invasion. The workshop for the reading is at 11 a.m., so you're either dashing over right now to Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor, or you're off the hook until tonight's performance at 6 p.m. You'll find all the information at the Meeting House Theater Lab at scudicartsforall.org. If you want to be a reader performer, but this morning's too late, get the dates down. This happens monthly. scudicartsforall.org. Speaking of a monthly series, it's time for People, Nature, Art, the series that brings artists, writers, carvers, and creative types of all kinds to the Wendell Gilley Museum to explore how nature and art interact in their work. On Tuesday the 24th, 6 to 8:30 p.m., eco-artist Julie Crane will be there. She's a multimedia artist who primarily depicts creatures, including a plethora of birds, surrounded by tiny, even microscopic elements from the land and sea, magnified to a great degree. That's happening at the Wendell Gilley Museum on Tuesday, 6 o'clock. That's down in Southwest Harbor. For more information and to register, wendellgilleymuseum.org. Have you ever thought that the hole in your sweater was an opportunity to be creative? Elena Bratz has. She teaches techniques for elegant yet functional mends of your clothes and other fabric items. You have two opportunities for the mending workshop at the Makerspace in Stonington. Wednesday, the 25th, 5 to 7 p.m., or Thursday, the 26th, noon to 2. You can register through Deer Isle Adult Ed. Book launch alert! Peter Galloway's book, Hardtail Strat, Guitars, Heroines, Songs, and Stories, is launched. And he'll be reading and playing music 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night at the Blue Cafe at the Camden Opera House. That's happening Wednesday, 7:30, Peter Galloway's book. Second book launch alert. Thursday at 6:30, authors featured in the anthology Echoes in the Fog will share their work at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. Echoes in the Fog gathers 58 poets, essayists, storytellers, and photographers exploring the mystery and beauty of Maine's coast. The book was edited by Stephen Long with an introduction by Robin Alden. This anthology blends art, ecology, and memory to honor both the people and places of coastal Maine. Authors featured in the book will share their work at the Jessup Memorial Library Thursday night, 6:30. You can register online at jessuplibrary.org. I scour oodles of e-newsletters looking for literary tidbits to tell you about. Rich Boulay, the director at Blue Hill Public Library, reminded us this week that librarians are both really good at suggesting books and happy to do it. We're going to make it to spring, people. We're going to make it to spring. Some events require registration. Some have fees. Check ahead. I'm asking you, please. Why? Because we'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?